Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Jonas Yantan. India and Malaysia have decided to elevate their enhanced strategic partnership to a comprehensive strategic partnership. The two countries have signed agreements in the fields of labor and employment, Ayurveda and traditional medicines, digital technologies, culture, tourism and cooperation in youth and sports. India and Malaysia also inked agreements in the area of public administration, governance reforms and mutual cooperation. The agreements were signed after delegation-level talks between Prime Minister Narendra Modi and his Malaysian counterpart Anwar Ibrahim in New Delhi yesterday. Addressing a joint press conference after the talks, Prime Minister Modi said Malaysia is an important partner of India in the ASEAN and the Indo-Pacific region. He said India will extend full support to Malaysia's successful ASEAN chairmanship in 2025. Speaking on the occasion, the Prime Minister of Malaysia said that there are many areas that both sides need to explore further. The Supreme Court has ordered immediate removal from all social media platforms of any references to the name, photos and video clips of the Kolkata rape and murder victim. A bench led by Chief Justice of India, D.Y. Chandrachud, gave the directions while hearing the case regarding the alleged rape and murder of a doctor at the R.G. Carr Hospital in Kolkata. The Apex Court also directed the deployment of CISF for the protection and safety of resident doctors, especially female doctors, at the R.G. Carr Hospital. The court said it has initiated a case on its own regarding the rape and murder of the doctor at the Kolkata Hospital to address systemic issues. The Apex Court also set up a national task force to ensure the safety of medical professionals. The court directed the task force to submit its interim report within 3 weeks and a final report within 2 months. The Union Public Service Commission has cancelled the advertisement related to lateral entry into bureaucracy following the directions from the Department of Personnel and Training yesterday. The UPSC had issued an advertisement recently to appoint 45 joint secretaries, directors and deputy secretaries in central ministries, which has been questioned by the opposition parties. Earlier yesterday, the government had asked the UPSC to cancel the advertisement. The All India Institute of Medical Sciences, AIIMS, has issued guidelines outlining the necessary steps for handling patients with suspected monkeypox virus. AIIMS said patients with fever, rash or a history of contact with confirmed monkeypox cases will be flagged for immediate assessment and key symptoms will be identified. It directed the departments to immediately place suspected patients in a designated isolation area to minimize contact with other patients and staff. The Angami Youth Organization, IO, and the NSC and GBR in Congo has agreed to resolve the current imbroglio between the two entities and passed several resolutions. A meeting held between the two entities was facilitated by the Ceasefire Monitoring Group Board in Kohima yesterday. Among the resolutions, the NSC and GBR in Congo agreed to unconditionally withdraw the imposition of capital punishment to the proprietor of MSKKP Rufo with immediate effect. NSC and GBR in Congo also agreed to retract its directive given to the Angami contractors to cease activities and demobilize their workforce and machineries currently deployed across other districts of Nagaland with immediate effect. In a meeting, NSC and GBR in Congo expressed regret of the occurrence of the unfortunate issue. Meanwhile, the IO also reiterated its stand on the Angami Public Organization Resolution of 1993 on One Government, One Tax. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a 3-day visit to Poland and Ukraine farm today. During the visit, Modi will hold talks with his Polish counterpart Donald Tusk and will call on President Andrzej Duda. Prime Minister Modi will undertake an official visit to Ukraine on 23rd of this month on the invitation of Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. And in weather, the India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast very heavy to extremely heavy rainfall over northeast India for the next 2 days. The IMD said that under the influence of a low-pressure area over central parts of Bangladesh, very heavy to extremely heavy rainfall is expected over Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram and Tripura. Eastern parts of the country, including West Bengal, Bihar, Jharkhand and Odisha, are also expected to witness heavy rainfall for the next few days. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Have a nice day.